This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 11 Sep 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies and warm temperatures. In Tel Aviv, expect a sunny day, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly mild. Haifa also basks in sunshine, providing a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, dozens of terrorists were eliminated as the IDF targeted a Hezbollah stronghold under Ali Tahar Ridge, according to Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also, Israel's security agencies confirmed the death of Farah Hamed, a Hamas terrorist involved in a 2003 shooting during a Gaza airstrike, reports the Times of Israel. Also this hour, the IDF dismantled a Hezbollah tunnel network in Lebanon, reinforcing security zones, as reported by JNS. Separately, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks following missile strikes on ships in the Strait of Hormuz, I-24 News reported. And finally, the IDF has continued operations on Ali Tahar Ridge, with Netanyahu issuing a stern warning to Iran, Ynet reports. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT6113, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Mohammed al-Yazouri, a Hamas commander, was killed in a drone strike overnight. Joe Truesman, who covers regional conflicts, posted earlier today about the same strike, detailing the death of Hamas engineer Hudhaifa Abu Muammar and other key figures. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawaya shared an image of the underground network built by Hezbollah beneath Ali Tahar Ridge in a post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operation on the Ali Tahar Ridge, Israel Hayom reports that new footage has emerged showcasing the tactical elimination of a Hezbollah stronghold. The operation involves sophisticated drone technology and body cameras. This decisive action aims to dismantle threats from Hezbollah entrenched under the mountain, ensuring greater security for Israel's northern communities. Turning to the strike that killed Farah Hamed. The Times of Israel notes that Hamed was a key figure in Hamas, linked to multiple attacks against Israeli forces. His death marks a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities in Gaza. The strike further underscores Israel's commitment to dismantling terror networks and preventing future attacks. Meanwhile, JNS details the IDF's efforts in Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah's tunnel networks. This move is part of a broader strategy to maintain a buffer zone along the northern border. By doing so, Israel reinforces its defensive posture and signals its readiness to protect its citizens from cross-border threats. Additionally, I-24 News highlights the recent sanctions by the U.S. on Hezbollah and Iranian proxies. This diplomatic move follows increased instability in the region, highlighted by missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz. The sanctions aim to curb the influence and operational capacity of these groups, aligning with international efforts to stabilize the region. Finally, Ynet reports on Israel's ongoing military efforts on Ali Tahar Ridge, with Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasizing the importance of addressing Iranian interventions. This development is part of Israel's broader strategy to counter external threats, ensuring regional stability and security. Turning to business and markets. First, hundreds of AIG employees in Israel are set to strike over wages, job security, and AI integration plans, as reported by Tech. A year of negotiations with management has yet to yield an agreement. Separately, Globes reports that Anthropic has decided against acquiring the Israeli AI startup Descart for $6 billion, which could have been a significant tech industry milestone. And finally, a new service by the Bank of Israel allows customers to deposit delayed checks via a smartphone app, according to Walla Business. This innovation is expected to enhance banking convenience and efficiency. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.